NA1SS, NA1SS, this is K6DUE calling for a scheduled contact. Over. NA1SS from K6DUE calling for a scheduled contact. Over.
Okay, K6DUE, this is NA1SS. Read you loud and clear. Over.
Excellent. Have you loud and clear. We're going to pass you over to the school. School, go ahead.
My name is Adrian. Would you like to be an astronaut? Over.
And first of all, this is Colonel Mike Hopkins on board the International Space Station. And do I like being an astronaut? That's a great question, Adrian. And absolutely. It's something that I'd always dreamed about doing. And I'm certainly very, very happy to be here. Over.
My name is Bartek. How long does it take to go into orbit? Over.
And that's a great question. The time from when the rocket lights and starts to lift off from Earth until you're actually in orbit is a little less than 9 minutes. So it's a very quick ride from the gravity of Earth up into the microgravity of space. Over.
My name is Caroline. How do you wash in space? Over.
Unfortunately, we don't have a shower up here, so washing in space is a little more difficult. We use just basically towels that we get wet, and then we also have some what we call special shampoos that don't have to be rinsed out. So like when we wash our hair, we put some water in it, and then we have this shampoo that we put in it, rub it, and it gets all lathery, and then we just take a towel and dry it off, and that's that. So.
My name is Pauline. What impact does your 6 months stay on board have on your bones? Over.
So that's a great question, and hopefully during my 6 months they won't have much impact because of some of the things that we're doing to try and combat the loss of bones. So for example, I exercise every day, including lifting weights and either riding a bike or running, and that helps us prevent that bone loss. And then I'm also doing some experiments where we're trying to see if our diet and a ratio between potassium and animal proteins, if we can adjust that and help to mitigate the bone loss as well. Over.
My name is Gabrielle. Did you dream about flying into space when you were a child? Over.
Gabrielle, I love that question, and I'm still dreaming about flying into space. Sometimes it's hard to believe that I'm actually here. So, yes, probably in high school was when I started really dreaming and thinking about going into space. And again, sometimes I have to pinch myself that I'm actually here. Over.
My name is Jakub. Where do you feel better, in space or on Earth? Over.
And, Diego, that's another great question. And to be honest, you feel pretty much the same once you get used to it. The hard part is the transition. So when I first arrived into space, I felt a little weird during that time. And I expect when I first get back to the microgravity, it's going to take a little bit of adjustment as well. Over.
My name is Konrad. Do you miss your family when you are in space? Over.
Yes, I miss them every day, but we're very fortunate in that we're able to talk to them pretty much every day. We have what we call an IP phone, and whenever we have the right comm link, and that's a KU band link, if we have some free time, we can dial them up. I can call my wife or my kids on their cell phone, and so fortunately, even though I miss them, I get to talk to them just about every day. Over.
My name is Camille. Are you happy in space? Over.
Kamil, I am very happy in space. In fact, I've had people tell me it seems like I'm always smiling, and so it's hard not to be happy up here. The views of Earth are incredible. Floating is an absolutely amazing experience that never is going to get old. And so, and then the work that I'm doing is what we train to do, and so it's nice after spending 2.5 years of training to actually get to do the job that you've trained to do. Over.
My name is Claudia. What is the temperature inside and outside the space station? Over.
Yeah, Claudia, the temperature inside the space station is very well controlled, and so we keep that at about 24 degrees Celsius. Now, outside the space station, it depends. So as we go around the Earth and we go in and out of the sun, the temperature has a very wide range from as high as 200 degrees Fahrenheit down to minus 200. So it goes back and forth as we go in and out of the sun. Over.
My name is Tom. How do you celebrate Christmas on board? Over.
Well, I guess we're going to celebrate it multiple times as we go around the Earth. I'm sure I'll have a conference with my family where I'll get to see them on a video conference, and then we'll probably have a special dinner together here on board with all of the astronauts and cosmonauts, and then, of course, I'll probably call the rest of my family as well. Over.
My name is Adrian. How did you feel during your flight into space? Over.
Adrian, that's a great question. And when I first got into space, when I first hit that microgravity, imagine yourself sitting in your chair on the ceiling, upside down, and that feeling of falling. And so probably for the first 24 hours, I felt like I was falling off of the ceiling upside down. Fortunately, that went away. Over.
My name is Bartek. What studies do you have to accomplish to become an astronaut? Over.
At Bartek, I'm an engineer, and so math and science is very important for wanting to become an astronaut. The technical skills are critical, and so I did that through college. I actually have a bachelor's degree as well as a master's degree in aerospace engineering. Over.
My name is Caroline. What's the temperature of boiling and freezing water in space? Over.
Caroline, so the boiling point of water is dependent upon the pressure. And so as you get out to vacuum where there's no pressure, the boiling point, there's not really a boiling point. The water's going to boil away right away. And so if you think about it, when you go up on top of a mountain where the pressure is lower, the boiling point of water goes down, and so the temperature is less. So if you were trying to cook rice, for example, by boiling it, it would take longer to do it on top of a mountain. Inside the space station, the temperatures are the same because we keep the pressure inside the space station at the same as what you're feeling down on Earth. Over.
My name is Pauline. What do you see through the window of your spaceship? Over.
Pauline, I see the most beautiful sight in the world, and that's the Earth. It's an absolutely incredible view up here to see the Earth from this vantage point, to see the different parts of the world that never ever even dreamed of being able to see is absolutely incredible. Over.
My name is Gabriel. Do you have a doctor in the spaceship? Over.
Gabriel, normally everybody is trained as a medical officer, but that doesn't make us a doctor. Fortunately for me, my commander is actually a doctor by trade, and then he became an astronaut afterwards. But that's not always the case, and so if we don't have a doctor on board, again, we're all trained, and then we have doctors on the ground that can help us out. Over.
My name is Jakub. Can plants grow on the space station? If so, what is growing at the moment? Over.
Another great question. The answer is yes, plants can grow on the station. There's not a lot growing right now. However, in my free time, I am growing a few plants. I've had some sunflowers. I have one right now that's still growing. He's about 4 or 5 inches tall. And I tried some pumpkins. They lasted for about a month or so, and then they ended up dying on me. Over.